Collaborating with Colleagues, Promoting Visual Literacy Across the Curriculum, by Christina Keough and John Glover of Virginia Commonwealth University. Many Literacies. The Eye to Eye Conference program at ALA Annual 2007 focuses on the intersection of visual literacy and information literacy. What you may or may not know is that these are only two of many different literacies relevant to teaching patrons how to cope with information. The National Forum on Information Literacy provides definitions on its website for a number of these, including business, computer, health, information, media, technology, and visual literacies. If you want to read them, go to www.infolit.org/definitions.html. Why are there so many different literacies? Visual information is still information, isn't it? If that's true, then why don't most information literacy sessions cover visual information sources to the extent textual sources are covered? And what about technology? People who need to know about technology probably also need to know about computers, right? So why divide all this knowledge into so many different areas, especially when the sections may overlap heavily? Many of these literacies are vital to all academic library patrons. And yet, some students graduate without once learning how to find broadcast information for a newscast, or the difference between an image of the Mona Lisa found in art store versus one found on the web, or what a database really is, and how it differs from Google. Depending on the curricular requirements of the institution from which they get their degrees, these students might not learn any of these things. There are many practical reasons for dividing the teaching of information skills, and there are unfortunately many reasons why students sometimes do not learn these skills. Maybe teaching faculty do not support library instruction, or librarians may have no responsibility for determining the information skills students should learn, or the academic curriculum already seems packed full, and administrators do not want to saddle students with another set of competencies. These factors combine to create divisions between different literacies. It is puzzling, though, to see how little overlap there has been in the teaching of visual literacy skills and information literacy skills. A number of factors may explain this. The tradition of formal library instruction is not old when considered against the backdrop of all library history. Also, librarians have primarily focused their efforts on providing access to textual materials, not images. The question of definitions is important here, too. Information literacy has been defined in many different ways, from a set of competencies, to a set of behaviors, to a general characteristic of experienced searchers. No one definition has emerged as truly preeminent, and there has recently been much debate as to whether information literacy is even a useful concept. Visual literacy is equally slippery, depending on whether you are talking to art historians, mass communication faculty, or academic librarians. We define it here as the set of learned behaviors allowing a person to locate, evaluate, and effectively use visual information. But other definitions are used in other settings. Sometimes it refers to the interpretation of images, sometimes the use of tools to access images. Sometimes it seems all but indistinguishable from media literacy, which the National Forum on Information Literacy defines as the ability to decode, analyze, evaluate, and produce communication in a variety of forms. Despite these challenges, we believe that information literacy instruction and visual literacy instruction should go hand in hand. Information literacy efforts have focused on textual sources, implicitly relegating visual information to a lower status. This might be acceptable in a world where visual information was unimportant, but that is not the world our patrons inhabit. They use charts, graphs, and images in their work, either for illustration or as primary source material. They assemble multimedia capstone projects at the end of their undergraduate careers. Their theses and dissertations increasingly rely on information, visual and otherwise, that cannot be located with InfoTrack or ProQuest, or even the library catalog. How can we, when our profession is increasingly moving toward point-of-need service, overlook our patrons' need for education about the location, evaluation, and effective use of visual information? While the temptation to continue doing things the same old way is strong, and while it may be a challenge to imagine adding one more set of skills to teach our patrons, They deserve better from us. Visual information has become increasingly ubiquitous in the last 100 years, and the rise of the web has only accelerated this trend. More and more information is accessed online, and visual components are becoming increasingly integral to texts. At what point will we treat textual and visual information equally when it comes to teaching our patrons? What steps can we take to be sure that patrons understand that image citations are as important as article citations? How will we integrate the skill sets that patrons must have in order to cope with all the varieties of information available to them?